Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your feet against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put your Lord, your God, to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Hello, my name is Trudy. I'm a member of the congregation here at the Good Shepherd. I'm also on the ministry team and I help to lead children's worship. A bit nervous about being up here today, so if you wouldn't mind, let us all just pray so I can regain my thoughts. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be ever pleasing to you. Amen. The readings for today and Jesus's time in the wilderness are probably something that many of us have come across and thought about at several points in our lives. I remember once I listened to a sermon about the temptation of Christ where there was a tall ladder involved, not this church, and it won't be happening here today. I can't remember what it was about, but I remember the theatrics. As with any reading of the Bible, we bring with us the place in which we are situated in our own lives, our own humanness. I have recently been thinking about my friend Jesus, who was fully human and fully God, and thinking about how his life gives me the blueprint or map for my own life. I will be honest with you, I've been feeling a little lost recently. This is not an uncommon occurrence. It happens to us all when the world that we know subtly or dramatically changes. It might be that we have not gotten the job, promotion, or position that we applied for. A change in relationship status. Receiving medical news for ourselves or for someone we know. Not getting the grades that we need to take the next step of our journey. Some of you may know that I have experienced a few major life changes recently. In September, I returned to work as a class teacher full-time after 9 years away, while I worked out how I could manage a full teaching load with being physically and emotionally present for my family. I have been living with and caring for my housebound dad for the past 7 years. And at the end of October, he died after a spell in hospital. These two life events are not, however, the reason that I have been feeling a little lost, a little in the wilderness. I'm going to share something with you that I didn't share at the time. I'm not sure why I haven't shared it with you before, but that is probably the subject of a talk for a later date. I had been exploring the possibility of making changes to my church life and responding to the call that I felt to ordain ministry. This call started as a quiet whisper and then developed into an annoying nag. And finally, at the point at which I attended the vocations forum, was a deafening and all-encompassing roar. I felt completely overwhelmed and out of my depth, but in a good way. I'd been allocated a vocations advisor, found a wonderful spiritual director, joined a support group of people who were on a similar path to me, and had been working through all the tasks and assignments that my vocations advisor had given me. My life was on a path, and the signs seemed clear. Doubts started to creep into my mind. Not with my own abilities or faith, as those doubts had never left me, but other doubts were growing. Did I want to be an official member of a group of people who seemed to lack compassion, at times not support and encourage people from different groups and backgrounds that I feel it is important to fight for the rights of? To not value my marriage as much as I did because it is a little complicated on paper? For people to say that they represent Christ and the church, and yet to be accused of all sorts of unpleasant and abusive things? I was drifting from my path. And then my dad was taken into hospital. I had to prioritize my family, and as a result, was told that I would have to start the process again. I found myself in a wilderness, not sure of which way to go. This is not the first time that I have found myself lost after being assured that the path was clear. When I was a Venture Scout, I was going on my 50-mile hike for my Queen Scout Award. I was with a group of friends that I knew and trusted. We had planned our hike in the comfort of our bedrooms whilst we listened to music and relaxed with each other. We had done the sensible thing, used the formulas so we knew how long each day it would take us to walk, what our escape routes would be, had our maps checked and approved by those who had more experience than we did. Our path was clear. I was not the party leader. I was unit chair at the time and had already fulfilled my leadership requirements. So I put my trust in my friend and we set off. We had been walking for a long time. Things didn't seem quite right. The map was checked and we were assured that this was indeed the correct path and we should just continue. The path became more treacherous and I was sure that we didn't plot our path with a sheer drop along one side. It was time to stop and regroup. We had strayed from our path. We were lost and we didn't know where we were. This was in a time before most people had mobile phones. Yes, I am that old. And GPS and Google Maps were not a thing. We had to rely on the tools that we had in front of us, our ordnance survey map and our compass. I managed to locate where we were using the natural features surrounding us, and we plotted a route to return to our path. We walked cautiously, checking the compass and natural features along the way, the map in front of us at all times. We walked slowly and carefully, pausing if we were unsure. The landmarks and signposts on that map, I would argue, are like the signposts that Jesus gives us in our Bible reading. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, and worship the Lord your God and serve him only. These signposts let us know that we are never truly alone. God is with us, and if we put our trust in God, follow the example of Jesus, and dedicate our lives in service to him, then, in time, our path will become clear again. 40 days and 40 nights may seem like an eternity when we are living through it, but once out on the other side, once the fear, loneliness, and worry have passed, it doesn't seem that long at all. If we live with these sayings at our forefront in our lives, then we can weather any storm and find our way through the wilderness. Our reading from Deuteronomy reminds us that during the 40 years in the wilderness, God provided for the Israelites, giving them food when needed, clothes that did not wear out, and feet that did not swell. Being humbled and then being provided for is a challenging thing for someone who strives to be self-sufficient. Knowing that we cannot do it all by ourselves and need to rely on the support, love, and encouragement of others is quite freeing, however. Part of the difficulty with being in the wilderness is that we feel so alone. We are not alone. God is with us, and God's people are here to walk alongside. The first reading ends with the line, "Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you." I would argue then that our wilderness times are not necessarily a time of punishment and loss, but a readjustment, a time where our path will once again become clear and we will be able to follow it to safety. Until that time comes, though, all we can do is check our map, look for signs, and follow the example of Jesus.